Okay, week two. Football picks. A little bit different tenor this week. Christine had to mail. She mails it in usually, but she's had to literally mail in her picks this week because she's unavailable, and that's fine. But it takes a little pressure off of me in terms of the tension in the room, especially since I went 1-5 in week one.
Whoa!
And so did Mark Christopher.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Matt and Christine Lee were 3-3, which is solid. Like, everyone needs a base.
Yeah.
And then Salt, it was like a little cocky little, you went 3-3.
Did I?
You want me to check the book?
Check the book.
And Salt went 5-1. By the way, Annie's in. You picked Green Bay and Cincinnati and the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
That's three losses. Didn't you have Texas and UConn, and you got the best point spread, the closest point spread. So you went 3-3.
Okay.
And Annie, my daughter, she's in.
Yeah.
She's in.
She's great.
So she's going to end up coming on the show at some point, but she went 4-2. So she's as a charter member, not a voting member.
Yeah.
She went 4-2.
Not as a charter.
She's not officially in the group.
Okay.
And I have Christine's picks.
Okay.
And let's just get to it. Are we doing okay? Are you gloating? You have a bit of arrogance in your voice.
No, I'm shocked as you are that I am in the lead of this and I was in the bottom last season. So it just shows you what.
How about you, Matt? Average is something we don't usually associate with you.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. It's a long season. Yeah.
This week was tough. By the way, we're picking a game.
Yeah.
We're recording and we're picking a Thursday. We don't usually do this. So when you hear what you're talking about now, the first game will have already been played.
Gotcha.
So we'll just have to deal with it. All right, let's hit it. By the way, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Can you give us the way you finish your voicemail again?
See ya.
See ya. See ya. Damn. See ya. When did you record that? 2002?
Yeah, probably.
Booyaka, y'all.
The Jets at Tennessee. Jets 3.5-point favorites. Will give you the conch since you're the leader.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers, he was a little disappointed last week, and I think he's going to come out, and he's going to show Tennessee what's up. So, Jets.
Anybody taking Tennessee? Then I'm going to take Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Tennessee. Do it. Got to make some ground up.
I do.
It's week two.
Keep digging that hole, Brian.
Will Levis. Is it Will Levis? Is that his name?
Levis. Will Levis.
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 Oh, Levis. Is
Levis. He's from
embracing his Hebrew
Levis.
Heritage.
Yes.
From the south Levis. Side. Yes. The south side of Israel.
I believe it's Levi's.
The south side of Israel.
It's Levi's. Yes.
Mark, you're good for the Jets, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So start us off. Seattle, 3.5-point favorites at New England.
I like New England.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like New England.
I'm assuming you're taking Seattle.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to take Seattle. I was going to take New England, to be honest with you, but...
Now that Marcus, you know it's a loser.
I wish it was 2.5.
Yeah, exactly. Good strategy, Matt.
Whenever I go against the Patriots, they win. Mm-hmm. And whenever I pick them, they lose. But I have to pick them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick them.
There you go.
You just crushed me now, Brian. Thanks.
Taking you down a notch. I'm
1-5. I'm going to free fall now.
I'm going to go with the Pats in this one as well.
Nice.
I think their defense is really legit. Solid, and I think for the first couple of weeks, that's really going to help them before it falls apart for them.
The Patriots were dangerous to go to when I was little. Like people were throwing bottles of Jack off the top shelf. Like, it was a dangerous place to be, and so I never got to go as a kid. But the first NFL game I went to was actually in college when they offered $10 seats. It was like Schaefer Stadium, the tin seats.
Yeah.
And they played Seattle and lost.
Mm.
But I went to I had like a lower bowl seat for $10.
I don't believe you could buy anything at Patriot Place right now for $10.
You can't get them. You can't get
I mean, any of the shops either. Nothing.
Nothing. Not even a lanyard or a keychain.
Nothing. Yeah.
I don't think the keychain.
They'll give you a bottle of air for $10 there.
Yeah. What's that?
At the old Schaefer Stadium, it was an accomplishment to make it from those those parking lots to the stadium without breaking an ankle or a leg. I mean, it was so hard to get from those parking lots to the stadium. You were lucky to get there without getting hurt.
Yeah, and then there's the people who wanted to beat you up.
Mm-hmm.
People jumping out of the bushes.
What are you looking at me like that for? I wasn't looking at anything. I was tying my shoe.
Give me your $10.
Giants at the Washington. I hate the Commander's name.
Yeah, it's about
Matt, what do you got in this one? It's Washington's 1.5 favorite at home.
I'm going to go Washington. I just think the Giants are an absolute dumpster fire, and people's hate is going to run deeper for Daniel Jones after this week.
Everyone's saying that's where Belichick's going to land.
Probably.
They're going to fire Daboll, and he's going to get that job, really? Which is his dream job.
That would be
Why do you
insane.
Think they stink so bad? Is it Daboll's fault?
Well, I mean, to some degree, he's...
Daboll lost a lot of weight. Is it like when people lose weight and they become less funny or
yes,
something?
Yes, yes. That's stinks. Why you stopped at Waking 180 like yeah. full bore, because you're That's like, right. if I get any skinnier, I'm going to suck.
Brain cells are going. Yeah, your brain's all fat. You know, that's
I mean,
yeah,
I mean the brain cells are going for a different reason.
But it's legal now. I mean, it was funny, Mark. I don't know if it was, you know.
Hey, you got to get the belly laugh from Shark.
No,
just when Matt started coughing, I just enjoyed that.
Listen, I'm taking Washington too. Salt, what do you got?
I am actually going to go with Washington as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mark. I'm going to make up some ground and win this game. I'm picking the Giants.
Okay, do it.
Buffalo at Miami. This is the game that will already have been played. Miami's a 2.5-point favorite at home. I don't like the Dolphins. I don't know why. I just mm-hmm. don't like the Dolphins. And I am not a Matt fan of Buffalo. Like, I don't like them the way he does. But I think I know Josh's hand is a problem, but I'm picking Buffalo.
Josh's hand is no problem.
He's got two.
He's got the
hand. He's got no two. Problem. He's fine. Yeah.
Can always
sketch the other one.
It's hard to switch. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to switch.
But they won't see that coming, will they? They won't see that.
I'm taking Buffalo, obviously. Josh Allen is an absolute dog. He's a dude, and he's just runs over people.
He's a dog and a dude who runs over people. That's the kind of analysis that we need.
It's good.
I thought a dog was bad. A dog is good?
Nah, D-A-W-G is good. He's got that dog in him.
Oh, yeah. The youngins talk like that.
Okay.
What do you got?
I'm going to go with Miami in this one. Unless Tyreek Hill gets arrested again before the game. Then I'm going to go with that.
Mark?
If he had just rolled down his window, God.
I mean,
I thought he was going to be going like 150. It was 60. He was going 60 in a 40.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
That's like a Tuesday.
I do that every day. Everybody in Connecticut does that every single day. So what are you talking about?
Yeah. But you don't drive a Lambo and you're not African American.
McLaren.
So. Oh, it was a McLaren?
McLaren. Yeah. That doesn't go under 60.
Right.
It goes first zero to 60. That's still, it. It's like there's nothing.
You're still in first gear.
I mean, you're in first gear and that thing goes over 60.
Yeah, I don't know why your windows aren't already down in Miami. Like
the AC works pretty well. McLaren. Yeah. You ever been in
cools
one?
Cools down real nice.
Real nice. What do you got, Mark?
I think Buffalo's going to outshoot them. I like Buffalo in this game.
All right, we got UConn at Duke. Duke is a 16.5-point favorite. They're 2-0. It's at Duke. I'm going to start with you, Mark.
Duke will win this game with the points.
Win the points. Anyone going with UConn besides Christine?
No.
Christine's on it.
No.
UConn's flying high, though, after those.
Oh, they're flying high. The guy who threw 5 touchdowns is on the bench.
I actually hear they asked if they could parlay some of those points from last game into this game.
Carry over.
Yeah, they're like, hey, can we do an average of the two?
Actually start at 17-0 exactly, to begin the game.
That actually would be fun to see if Duke can still cover. Yeah.
You know, the NCAA is not far off from that. The way gambling has infiltrated itself to all aspects of it.
Did you hear about that quarterback? I forget which college team was it. He got DMs and text messages from bettors when they lost if he could pay them back.
Oh, my God.
Oh. It's a real. I think it was the Auburn quarterback.
Oh boy,
he threw like 4 picks and he got a bunch of messages like, "Dude, you cost me $50. Do you think you can give me $50?"
That's the case. Bryce Young owes me half his contract.
That's funny. By the way, Christine has Jets, Seattle, Washington, Buffalo, UConn, and our charter member, not a full voting member, gets Jets, Patriots, Washington, Miami, and Duke. And hopefully, we'll get Christine back here next week.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, fellas. We'll talk to you soon.